Now we are approaching the point where we are getting ready to actually build, and in this video I want to look at some preparation we can do and things that we can do to get set up before we actually start building. So the first thing that we'll want to do is to create our Claude account. Now again, in the day since I've been putting these slides together, they've now made it so that you can do this with a free Claude account. Just go over to claude.ai, create your free accounts, and you will now have access to Sonic 3.5 with artifacts. You will be sort of rate limited, and so if you want more messages, then you will want to get the Plus account, the Pro account, but for now you can just create your Claude account. You may also want to get an API key from both GPT and Anthropic, which we can potentially use with Cursor, and we can also use those to power our own software applications, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And you'll also probably want to get a free ChatGPT account if you don't have one. You know, a lot of people have cancelled their Plus accounts recently because, you know, we're waiting on these new models. There's a lot of things that they've demoed that they've not released, and so a lot of people are kind of getting bored. And truthfully, GPT-4o, which is their most capable model, although it's not my best model, I don't think it is their best model, but they say it's their most up-to-date model. It is multimodal, it's very good at large context windows. That GPT-4o model, the newest one, is now part of GPT-3 anyway, so you can get it on chatgpt.com with a free account. So you might as well go and create your free Claude account, your free ChatGPT account, and that will give you an AI that actually writes your code. The next thing you'll want to do is to make sure you download VS Code, another free tool. This is going to save your code. It's basically going to build your app. And actually, with the code that Claude creates and VS Code, we can basically build an app that will run on our device. So even if we don't upload it to Netlify, even if we don't share it and publish it and turn it into a proper app, we can always run it on our computer, basically, which is pretty cool. Thirdly, we will want to create a free Firebase account. You will have a free Google account, so you can use this to create your Firebase account. And this is basically going to be where we save our database, which is like the content that the software saves, the user database that people can log in. It's going to take you 2 seconds to create this. And then you may want to also consider creating your free Netlify account. You'll need this later on. You don't need it now. You may want to consider creating your Cursor account if you are cash rich and time poor. You just want to smash through this as quickly as possible. You don't mind, you don't care about the free trial, you don't mind paying $20 a month, you're serious about this, go and create that now. But probably for most people, I would suggest doing this later and not creating the Cursor account just yet, because you do have a free 14-day trial, and we can probably, you know, work through some of this other stuff and spend, it's probably going to take you a few days to kind of crack on and get through all this other stuff anyway. And then lastly, you may also want to create a free OpenAI API account, and also potentially one with OpenRouter, because that's going to give you access to all of the language models that you can use as well, just through that one plan. Okay, so I think that covers it for this video. The main things I'd say: get your free Claude account, get your free ChatGPT account, download VS Code, and then get Firebase, and then potentially leave this other stuff for now. But that's the first thing we'll want to do to prepare. And in the next video, we'll look at some other things we can do in preparation for the next step.